Once again, your song of the day from 1974, You Ain't Seen Nothing Yet by Bachman Turner Overdrive, BTO, 464-56851 is bad, 10 is good, texture rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers song of the day.
You're welcome to go first, Bill Bush. William.
There's certain bands that, that when you have this ability as a band to have two names, BTO, Bachman Turner Overdrive,
right.
ELO, Electric Light, or when you can have two names,
true.
You're real.
Well,
I mean, right away, it's like, I don't want to hear about two names. I want to hear about one name.
They're real.
No. Bachman Turner Overdrive. Was this off the Fragile?
Not Fragile.
Not Fragile?
I don't know if it's off Not Fragile.
I think it is.
Hold on. Oh, You Ain't Seen Nothing Yet?
Yes.
Yeah.
Not Fragile.
Not Fragile. Figured that. Yes. That was, and there's a box of Gears, right? Isn't it the cover of the album was like a box of Gears, if I remember.
Yes, it was. I had the album.
I mean,
add the album.
You still have it?
Adam threw it at me and it cracked.
Oh.
Broken half, actually.
I didn't know this. I mean, baby. Oh, took me to her doctor and told me of a cure. Jake, you nailed it. Came out of that. This is a 9774.
Nice.
9774. Bachman Turner Overdrive, 1974. Everyone loved BTO. That was better times.
Yeah, was it?
Better. Yeah, was it better times?
Lord,
I would have been living in Fullerton at the time of this release. I remember, my sister had the 8-track.
Laura.
No, that'd be my wife.
Tamara.
It's okay. We'll
Tamara's at the party.
I'll write them all down. I'll write them down. I'll put it all together on a spreadsheet
Laura's
for
not
you.
His sister.
I'll write it all down.
Tamara.
There's a Billy Goat.
Yep, there was Billy. There were Billy Goats.
Tamara made the T-shirts.
Yes.
I need to get up.
Which one do you like the best on that one?
The one that says sports talk and better times.
You got to say it like that. You got to yell
at
better times.
Like yes. Guys. Steve, your report. Your
well, here's the deal. It's interesting to me. The songs, I'm not going to give as a high grade as you, which I'm surprised by because I love BTO, but there's like four songs I like ahead of that one.
Which I've played them before. Let It Ride, Taking Care of Business.
Would you please play Hey You sometime?
I'll look into it.
Hey You is a song that you'll really like.
I'll look into that one.
Hey You, Let It Ride.
That's a great song.
Yeah, and probably Roll On Down the Highway. And then this. So I'm not going to get to a 9.7. I'll get a 9.5.
Oh, that's still fine. Okay.
I thought
you were going to go for a 7.2 for
exactly.
a second.
I can't get it to a 9.7. I get it to a 9.59.
9.5 solid enough.
I can't get to a 9.7, though.
It's better times. Steve, someone's driving your truck.
Oh, God.
Someone just drove by.
That's awesome. Someone
stole my
truck.
That'd be awesome.
Wouldn't even bother me. No, it would bother me. And that was exactly like my truck.
We have some response here before we get to Bill's Thrills. I'll go to YouTube first
because
they get annoyed. What's the word I'm looking for? Words are hard.
Annoyed.
I think forgotten sometimes.
Annoying.
Let's go with
they
that.
Feel forgotten.
Yeah. Troy, 8.8. Nels in Montana, 7.6. Jacob, 7.7. 5.3 from Mondo. Genghis, 8. Better times.
The corn.
Kobe.
Mondo.
Kobe, 0.1.
Wow. Okay. All right.
Kobe, you're being difficult.
Yep. Yes, he's being difficult.
BWD 8.6. Al 7.5. Robert 7.2 to the text line. Corey and Lincoln 5. That's okay for Corey.
Yeah, it's pretty high.
Usually it's about a 1 or 2.
That's the Corey.
Yeah, it's the Corey. John and Lincoln 8.5. Bill and Bennett 8.25. Sean in Omaha 7.2. Believer 7.8. Joe and Boulder, let's go. 9.5.
Nice.
Mike and Dalton, 8.89. You could have gone to Dalton if you kept going west, Bill.
Yes.
Is that right?
Probably about an hour or two from Dalton. Oh, from Dalton.
That's out there.
Arthur.
Big rivalry.
Lyle in Omaha, 9.0. Stan and Bennett, 8.4. Who's Clemens? 5! Bird
and Corn on the same page.
Yes. I know they text each other. They say they don't, but I know they do.
Gavin and Pender, 7.5.
Gavin, a little better than that.
Vernon Dakin, 7.2. Doug and Harrison, 8.8. Jennifer, 9. Hubby, 8.4.
Maybe their highest, but talk about in their wheelhouse. That song would have been played at their prom. That song probably would have been played prom. Like, do it. Yeah.
God bless them.
Bookie in Chamberlain, South Dakota. Is that Bookie Radley Hiles listening to the
show?
Oh,
my God, that'd be incredible.
In Chamberlain, 9.3.
Chamberlain, update on the walleye fishing, if you could. Let me know.
It's Bookie Radley Hiles residing in Chamberlain?
I don't think he's in the NFL. Is he in the NFL? I don't know if he's in the NFL at all.
If he was in the NFL, I think we'd know it.
Jane, Colorado, 4.7. The Bandit, 8.2. Craig says, baby, yeah. That's a 2. He teased it with the baby, and he gave it a 2,
that's
though.
That's bad.
Come on, Craig. You can't do that cool lead-in and go better with than 2. That. Song of the day, again, you Ain't Seen Nothing Yet by BTO. From 1974. What are you researching, Sip?
Bookie Radley Hiles.
Then we'll get to Bill's Thrills.
Bill's Thrills?
We're just a quick... He's a football coach at USC.
Wow.
Bookie Radley Hiles is a football coach at USC. He's 25 years old. Defensive graduate assistant. Bill's Thrills. Let's take it
here
away.
Here we go.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Okay. Yeah, is this going to be a bonanza? Right.
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him coach, but to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. You see, I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break.
Bill's Thrills, sponsored by our friends at Trados,
the
grain marketing crop insurance gurus. The website, gotrados.com, GOTREDAS.com. Football Facts Monday, Bill, today?
Football Facts Monday. There's a lot going on, and I just kind of want to hit you guys with this one real quick, if I could.
Please.
Sweet 16, the sting of multiple rings. Sweet 16. The sting of multiple rings. According to Ross Dellinger and the momentum that's being gained, this thing's going to 16.
The
playoffs are going to 16.
The tournament.
Think about this. The tournament, as Steve has put it, is that 1 year of 12, one more year this year, and then it appears it's
2026.
It's going to 16.
2026.
They're not holding off unless this go to 14 or two more. No, not going to happen. Here's the situation. The championship games are going to die.
Yep.
The championship games are going, and that
it's exciting,
to myself, it's not to me. I mean,
what they're doing.
But think about what better times were. Better times is watching the SEC championship game. It was incredible. Big Ten championship game was not incredible because for a long time, it was East versus West, and the East won every time. And so the West they won every time.
No, I know, but we're in April Fools now. Yeah, so just get ready for change.
Good point.
Just get changed. But now with this, so here's the deal. When there's 18 teams, 18. you're gonna have like this last year, the Big 12, they had 4 teams tied.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
So they're all getting rings.
I got it.
They're all getting championship rings. Every one of them are getting them. There's no more champion. There won't be a champion because you can't there's no way to classify the champion of the league is. Oh, we have this and this. Well, we beat them, but they beat you. Then you have all these different, I know I have all these tiebreakers,
right.
But I'm just telling you right now, when I was at Nebraska, I think it was at 92, we tied with Colorado for the Big 8 championship, and we, being Nebraska, went to the Orange Bowl. We got our rings said Big 8 champions. Colorado got rings that said Big 8 champions.
Yeah, can't both be champions.
So now there's going to be, with no championship game, there's really no more true champion. There'll be some years it might be crystal clear who the champion was. There'll be times it's not because you have, first of all, the schedules don't match up.
Mm-hmm.
There's 18 teams and you play 9
mm-hmm.
conference games. So this thing, you don't play half the league.
Right.
Same thing. The SEC, which eventually I guarantee within a year, they will move to 9 games.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But they only have 16 right now, so they still half their games.
Sankey wants to do it now.
Yeah. They want to have that. And the ACC then will follow quickly. You need to have those quality of games. But you have no way, if you just catch a heater, all of a sudden, you might catch, we got Northwestern this year, and it's one of those years that Northwestern's really good.
Yep.
A random year, one out of every 6, you go, holy, that's unbelievable.
They won 11 games.
Yeah, these guys are really good this year. You don't know who you're going to catch, what's going on in your scheduling, and it's just going to, like I said, there's some things that's not bad about it. I just think it's going to stink a little bit that there's not a true conference champion the championship game.
But can I sell something to you? This is, I don't know if we're reading the same. Oh, you probably didn't read Andy Staples. No. What Jake hasn't looked at this. He was in Hawaii.
Hey, guys, Jake Sorensen. Close your eyes and imagine what you look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same you as before but with much thicker and fuller hair, you'd be correct. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. The process is simple and 100% online, so there's no uncomfortable doctor visits. There's no insurance needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/earlybreak. That's hims.com/earlybreak for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/earlybreak. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
We have. I just like what the replacement is for the Big Ten and the SEC, the replacement for the league championship games, which is this play-in.
Oh, yeah, if they have.
The 1 and 2 teams in the Big Ten automatically make the CA, the tournament.
Okay, the tournament.
The one, do you now read, listen closely.
I'm listening.
The 1 and 2 teams in the Big Ten and the SEC automatically in. Now, the fun part, I think you would agree, Bill, is there's a play-in now. Six would play 3 and 5 would play 4 to get in the tournament.
If they have that, it'll be good. I don't disagree with that.
That would be ungodly. First of all,
but just remember,
if you're 6, you got a shot.
It's true. But just remember my point, though. Who's 1 and 2? You know, I don't know who's 1 and 2 whoever's 3.
Why don't you know 1 and 2?
They all might be tied. They all might this year.
Tiebreakers.
So this year you had 4 teams. The Big 12 tied.
I understand.
So all of a sudden it's like going, hang on, this tiebreaker makes us where our record's the same.
Yeah.
And this and. I mean, some.
Yeah, I get you.
Here's what doesn't add up in the NCAA tournament. In softball, Oklahoma is the 2 overall seed. A&M is 1. In the SEC tournament, Oklahoma was the 1 seed. In the Oklahoma won the SEC league. Then they went to the championship game, and they didn't play the championship game. But somehow, A&M's the 1 seed. Tell me that, how that works out.
Doesn't make sense.
They'll have a plan.
So that's that's a problem.
Is there options for more games and good games? Yes. There's some things there. I'm not a big fan of the AQ, automatic qualifiers for both teams getting 4.
Both leagues getting four.
Because
why?
I'm just not a fan.
I'm not either.
Because there's a time when some other team, some of the league or whatever, could be unbelievable. There could be teams that all of a sudden the ACC just gets 2 and the Big 12 gets 2, and there might be 3 teams. And I know there's at large. I get that part. There's 3 at larges. I don't like AQs.
Automatic qualifiers.
I don't like 4 AQs for both. That's not my deal.
Because it's artificial.
Yeah.
It's artificial.
No matter what happens.
Right.
Just think about this. No matter what. What if you had 2 unbelievable teams and the rest you're going like, man, we have nothing. But they get 2 teams in. That's like they don't deserve to be in because they had so much power when the thing started off.
Let's think this out loud. I need help with this sort of thing. Can you just wait till after the season to determine who's in and who's out? Do you have to determine automatics before the season?
Well, that's what's on the table right now.
I know.
Is that, and then you have the chance. Give you an example.
Do you understand what I'm saying at all?
I do. Yeah.
Back when
you got to seed the teams before that, effectively before the.
When it went to the 4-team playoffs, it was first being proposed. I believe it was the commissioner of the Pac-12 said, not a problem, it's real simple. You take the 4 out of the 5 champions, the 4 highest out of the 5 champions, which
league
means
champions.
There was 5 power 5 at the time. Take the 4 champions. And the SEC says, absolutely not. And they'd won like 7 in a row. They're like going, you want to do that? We're out. We're not doing it. Because it's like, no, that just gets 4 in. Where the SEC knew if there was 4 teams, they were going to get a couple teams in, which they did almost every year. All the time. It wasn't just 4. Usually 2 leagues got left out. It's usually what happened. Most of the time, 2 leagues got left out of the situation. So, is it interesting? Yes. Do I understand? This comes down to the same thing. There's no commissioner. Right. So the SEC has 1 job. Take care of the SEC.
Yep.
The Big Ten has 1 job. Take care of the Big Ten. So you have those situations. But I'm not a big AQ guy. Automatic qualifiers.
I'm not either, by the way. No. I don't get it.
What about in basketball? If you imagine that in basketball right now, if you said right now, Big Ten gets 12 every year.
Wouldn't make sense.
People would lose their mind if they had automatics in basketball. They would absolutely lose their mind if they said, or what if it was like, what if that was what you had? I mean, in the SEC this year, and also there's more qualifiers than what you had. But it basketball, you would lose your mind if you said, because right now, can you imagine watching that going, like, if you're in the Big Ten in basketball, you're going, hey, we just got to get to 12th. Just get to 12th. And we're automatically, in. We're in the NCAA tournament. They're taking 12. And that
college football is.
And so to have AQs, there's no AQs in beyond champions in the NFL.
Right. The thing that I continually address, and I think it flies over your guys' head, we're just settling into a 12-team playoff. That most people don't understand how it works. Like, they don't. If you went out and asked people, okay, how's it work? How's the seeding work? They don't know. Nobody knows. You got to study it. Do you know?
Boise got a 3-seed, but I'm not
sure how they got a 3-seed. Okay. Ohio State was an 8.
And then now we're changing. You have to study this stuff to understand.
The worst part about it is
in my opinion, that's a problem.
I get that.
There's no advantage on some ways. So the first thing that everybody says is, well, everybody who got buys all lost. They did not win at all. So all teams that got a buy. It's 1 year. There's no history here. It's like it happened once.
Gave
you think
one
really
shot.
If you went 10 years of 12 teams that the teams that got a buy every year would never win it? No, they would. They would win it. Yeah. No, it wouldn't happen that way. But the first year, so now those games, everything was pretty good. Now I'm for the 16. But remember now, it's 1 versus 16 now.
Uh-huh.
That's 1 versus – before it wasn't 1 versus 16. So there's a chance of a crazy matchup. Like
what would be crazy?
So all of a sudden it's Georgia
versus
San Jose State.
Oh, God.
Or something. That won't be San Jose State probably. But
No. So, but, I get you. 16
but
could be –
still 16. Think about the 16th team.
Yeah.
That's a way –
could be Nebraska.
Could be.
Right?
It'd be awesome.
Right.
Yeah, Nebraska would take
in the
that.
Dance?
Yeah, in the dance.
Take
yeah.
that.
Absolutely,
the tournament.
But like I said, but the thing that just gets me,
what
the one thing besides all the other talk is the chance of who are the conference champions. It's been crystal clear forever that there's one conference champion every year because they would play it out in a game to end. Right. So you knew who the conference
champion
was.
It has to matter.
Loved it. I was, you know me. I'd never miss the SEC game.
Just imagine, you love conference championships.
Just imagine in '92, if what would happen after we get done that Nebraska and Colorado played again.
Oh,
it'd be awesome. Hey, you're tied. You're gonna play again in a championship game. Anybody watch that? Nebraska and Colorado again?
Yeah, everybody would watch it.
Yeah.
SEC. I don't know what to tell you, Bill.
I get the part where it's like
they're going away.
Where are you gonna play? But the conference championship stuff. There'll be some years you go, yeah, we're the champion. Like this year is very clear. Oregon was the champion.
Yes.
They had a clear. Yeah.
Just why? I can't say it because we'll get in a fist fight. But I just liked it when there was conference championship games in a 4-team field. I mean, I was fine with it.
Oh, yeah. I'm starting to go back in your. Hold it.
Oh.
Dustbusters. We had a situation, Jake. We had a really ugly situation.
What happened?
Well,
funny.
Well, one of the days Shindaddy had was that they gave away free used vacuums. And so we started talking about that. And then the question was, will there be dustbusters there? So I look over and Sipple's got his hand up.
I was doing a dustbuster.
But he wasn't moving his hand. He's looking this way. The hand. So I kind of look around and I go, bump hands. And
whoa.
Well, what happened?
Why'd you touch me?
I go, you fist bumped me. I go, you fist bumped me. And then he goes, no, I was doing a dustbuster. But he wasn't moving his hand. No, you weren't moving. It was just like this. He goes, so this is the signal now for dustbuster. Left hand, like right here.
And he gave me a fist bump for no reason.
Yeah, no reason. It was a reason.
You didn't win anything.
I just look over and I'm like, okay.
Sure. Why not? Bill, what was the headline again, please? Did you have one?
Sweet 16.
Yes, you did.
The sting of multiple rings.
That is Bill's Thrill, sponsored by our friends at Tredas, TREDAS.com. When we come back, some quarterback discussion in college football. We'll discuss that next on Early Break on the Ticket.